COVID-19 has meant more time at home and, for some, more boredom. And to fight that boredom, many are picking up new hobbies, including some you might not expect.
Come on! There we go. You got it?
That's the sound of 19 chickens roaming free in Lacey Rush's Macon backyard. Lacey and her husband, DS, have been raising their own chickens for over a year now.
Chickens instead. And then one day he came home with a little box and he said, "Look what followed me home." And it was baby chickens.
From the flea market.
From the flea market.
Wow. Rush says she has enjoyed the extra time the pandemic has given her to hang out with her chickens, who she considers to be pets.
So we have Estelle Getty. She's an older hen that came to us as a rescue. Ramona Quimby, because that was my favorite book as a little girl. We have Samantha, and then we have Madeline Stowe. So that's Samantha.
The trend is taking off in lots of cities in the South. But keeping what's typically a farm animal as a pet comes with certain risks, like salmonella. The CDC says most years there are about 90 salmonella outbreaks connected to backyard flocks. Dr. Francisco Diaz-Gonzalez is the director of the Food Safety Program at the University of Georgia. He says the trouble can start when people pet their favorite bird.
Children or other individuals may get exposed to the chicken's feces or directly because they play with the chicken.
Diaz-Gonzalez says with pet chickens, just as with coronavirus, it is critical to wash your hands. That way, people like the Rushes can keep enjoying their favorite feathered friends. For the Center for Collaborative Journalism, I'm Micah Johnston.